USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
SpaceX has successfully launched 4 astronauts into space aboard a recycled rocket about 6 a.m. Eastern Friday morning.
2-1-0.
Vehicles pitching downrange.
The Crew 2 mission is the third time Elon Musk's rocket company has sent NASA astronauts into space. The launch took place at Kennedy Space Center in Florida. NBA draft prospect and former Kentucky basketball star Terrence Clark died in a car accident in Los Angeles, California, Thursday. The Los Angeles Police Department reported Clark was traveling at a high rate of speed and ran a red light before colliding with another car. The report also said Clark was not wearing his seatbelt correctly. On Friday, India reported nearly 333,000 new cases of COVID-19 infections over a 24-hour period. For a second day in a row, India reported the world's highest single-day increase in infections. USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by IBM. With billions of fans around the world, esports are the future of sports and entertainment. IBM is entering the arena by bringing AI and data to deliver best-in-class analytics and enrich the fan experience with the Overwatch League. IBM and the Overwatch League, a professional esports property built around the Overwatch game, launched Power Rankings with IBM Watson to objectively create AI-powered rankings of teams and players. IBM Watson technology helps make sense of the tremendous volume of data available in the game. Corey Shelton, digital strategist at IBM, explains.
As an avid gamer, the application of AI and cloud technology is an exciting development in the world of esports. With so much data and analytics around each unique team, it was impossible for a human being to observe and evaluate each team and player's rankings in real time. With IBM's Power Rankings with Watson, the game is being changed.
Check out Power Rankings at IBM.com/Overwatch.
The Federal Communications Commission said on Thursday that it voted unanimously to adopt rules requiring public disclosure of broadcast television and radio content sponsored or provided by foreign governments. Current rules do not specify when and how foreign government sponsorship should be publicly disclosed. Rapper and producer Shock G, also known as Humpty Hump of the Bay Area hip-hop crew Digital Underground, has died at the age of 57.
And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to pump me. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me.
Shock G's father, Edward Racker, said his son was found dead Thursday in a hotel room in Tampa, Florida. Futures contracts tied to major U.S. stock market indexes were higher Friday morning as investors prepared to end a down week for equities amid concerns the White House could seek a hike to the capital gains tax. S&P 500 futures rose 0.2%, while contracts tied to the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 50 points. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Russia's defense minister on Thursday ordered troops back to their permanent bases following massive drills in Crimea. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
They say their checks near the border with Ukraine have been fully achieved. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said the military had until May 1st to return from military exercises. President Biden raised the concerns about the tensions escalating with the military buildup on a call with Russian President Vladimir Putin last week. Meanwhile, fears of a potential threat of Russian invasion created a national unity in Ukraine and strengthened Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's position. Zelensky tweeted, "The reduction of troops on our border proportionately reduces the tension." He said, "Ukraine seeks peace, and they're grateful to international partners for their support."
The United States and NATO alliance has said that the Russian buildup near Ukraine was the largest since 2014. In another huge first, machines made by humans made oxygen on Mars. NASA's Perseverance Mars rover has successfully used its MOXIE instrument and generated oxygen from the thin carbon dioxide-dominated atmosphere in Mars for the first time ever. Converting the Martian atmosphere in order to generate oxygen may actually help astronauts explore the red planet someday. The ability for MOXIE to generate oxygen from the Martian atmosphere will make a path to create and store oxygen on Mars. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.